When it comes to trusting Jesus, we're invited to listen to his voice. You might hear that quite often. We listen to what the Lord is saying to us. We seek to trust him as he guides us in our lives. And we are meant to listen. And if we're still and everything around us is quiet, we can hear the voice. And it was actually very easy for Noah to be guided by Mike, who gave very clear instructions all the way through the obstacles to get to the back. The thing is, in life, we're not always quiet, we're not always still, and there are lots and lots of other voices sending us different instructions to the ones that we're trying to hear Jesus give us. Yeah? Do you find that? All kinds of different advice, all kinds of pulls in different directions that might trip us up and send us in the wrong direction. And sometimes we have to listen very, very carefully to hear the Lord's voice. But something even more important, it's not just about listening. It's also about being responsive to the Lord's movement in our lives by his Spirit and follow him where he leads. All that Matthew had to do that second time, he didn't need to hear anything. All he had to do was go where Mike led him, to go where he was invited to follow. And Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 11, and he used the illustration of being yoked with him. A bit like two oxen who have a wooden yoke over their shoulders. And the whole point of this is that if we're responsive to where Jesus is moving, we'll find that that actually works for us. It fits us really well. Jesus actually was a carpenter and knew exactly how to shape the oxen's yoke so that it fitted that particular oxen. And his promise to us is that if we trust him here in the present moment, what he requires of us will fit. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be dead easy in following Jesus, but the fit of his yoke will be right for us and enable us to become more like him. And these are the words that he said. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Eugene Peterson paraphrases it this way. Knowing that lots of other people were giving burdens, religious burdens, to the people Jesus was talking to. This is how he paraphrases it. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Some of us need to hear those words because we are finding life really difficult and struggling to make sense of what it means to follow Jesus. But his promise to us is that when we face those struggles and invite him to show us what is really going on inside us, we will discover that his purpose for us is good and that what he requires of us is a light burden. These are Jesus' words, they're not mine. And sometimes I find the burden heavy, but the important thing is to work out why it feels like that. Sometimes life is just downright tough. The uncertainties that we face about our work, the problems we have in relations within our families, the issues over health, or increasing age. The prospect of going back to school for some of you as pupils, for some of you as teachers or other people who work in schools, isn't a particularly happy one. There may be all sorts of things going on in our lives at the moment which are really challenging us. Hear these words of Jesus. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. His promise is that we will find rest for our souls deep within where we are. I came back from holiday the end of July. And actually really struggled. Maybe it's just not having Paul around, maybe, but I think it was something else. I actually found having three funerals lined up really difficult, and going back to Primrose Hospice as chaplain, really difficult. Everything was a struggle. My heart was heavy. And doing those things that up until now I've been saying to everybody I was really enjoying and finding great value in doing, I was finding a dead weight. And a couple of conversations later, the penny actually began to drop that actually the reason I was finding that so difficult was because of my ongoing grief at the loss of Jill's dad, at the end of last year that I really haven't had the time to deal with, and also perhaps hadn't recognised in quite the same way myself. And the wonderful thing was that having realised that's why I was feeling so down, I didn't feel so down. I knew what I was dealing with and was able to pray about it and acknowledge it and work through it. And sometimes what we need to do in our lives is not keep on struggling on, but actually just stop and say, Lord, why am I feeling this way? The circumstances may not change. The challenges that we face may remain the same, but how we feel about them can be transformed if we see them as things which Jesus invites us to share as he walks with us. When Matthew walked to the back, tied to Mike, he wasn't on his own. He wasn't on his own. And the Lord's promise is to be with us in and through all things. The other week when I preached on Psalm 139, I talked about the fact that God is with us because he's everywhere. He's with us because he's for us. And he's with us because in Jesus he's shared our lives and knows what it's like to go through what you are going through. Trust him, therefore, with your present, as well as looking back with thanks to the past and seeing all that he's done before. Let's praise him again as we sing.